crowds that come to me, and people gather around, and they all brought what they can bring. Now, this is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. And we play music on Sunday nights here, and we, you know, our deal is we invite people in to bring their records and play the stuff that they think we ought to be listening to. And this week our guest is Kathleen Edwards. How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Yeah, well, this ought to be fun. I actually, you know, I heard about you from a couple of people, and then I think I saw I probably heard you on satellite radio, and I spent a little time in Canada, so I'd heard a little bit here and there, and then I ran into you at a Graham Parsons tribute.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's the first time I
actually saw you sing, and which I thought was you know, you and John Doe did Sweep Out the Ashes, yeah. But I think was the highlight of the entire show.
Well, that's nice. It was the highlight of my show.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting to get that close to John Doe.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That was much to his wife's chagrin. That's a whole other issue. We ought to play
I didn't
some
hear about this. Maybe we should talk about that a little more.
We do need to talk. This is a girl called Eddie and who are from...
It's a woman actually from New York City who lives in London now. Right. She's relocated.
And this is Tears All Over Town.
Me who loves you.
Girl Called Eddie on Air America Radio. Our guest this week is Kathleen Edwards. And my favorite thing about this is I get to hear stuff that I haven't heard before.
Cool.
When people come in.
I should get my own show.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. Well, every fourth show, normally I do this. I invite people here, and they bring the music they want to play. And then I figured out after I've been doing it for a couple months that I wasn't getting to pick any song. So every fourth show, I come in and do a show by myself.
Yeah, people tune in to the music that you pick, and then you never pick anything.
Well, it's funny.
No, it's good.
No, that's the thing. It was just I didn't think I cared whether I picked any music for this show until I had it for a couple of months, and then I decided I was getting the short end of the stick. Tell me about Joel Plaskett.
Joel Plaskett is a guy that I'm touring with. He's a Canadian songwriter from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And I heard his record, and particularly the song, for the first time about a year ago, and just flipped out. And he'd been part of the Canadian music scene for years, but I'd never heard his music before. And I heard this record and just loved it. So he's actually touring with me right now.
Cool. This is Joel Plaskett on Air America Radio. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. Our guest this week is Kathleen Edwards, and you sort of put together a theme, you know, mostly of bands that you've toured with in the last little while.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought, it's so nice to be, I think so much a part of touring is you just build these relationships that, you know, they're not part of your local music scene, and they're sort of an extension of that, and it's nice to connect with people on a certain level, you know?
Yeah, it can be weird. You know, sometimes you meet people that you're touring with. When you're an opening act, it can be... I've toured with really big acts that I never really met anybody, and other people that were, that you know, that I got along with and hung out with. And you know, actually, My Morning Jacket, I met Jim for the first time, like, on the same place that I met you.
Yeah.
Because he was on that show as well. He went straight for the nudie suit, and they brought out the rack. He was the first one in one, I swear to God. But I like this band a lot. Actually, my old monitor mixer is out with them these days.
Yeah.
They ran off with my monitor mixer, Dave, who's...
Dave. Lovely Dave. Very cute Dave.
Really, really good. But this is My Morning Jacket on Air America Radio. My Morning Jacket on Air America Radio. Good band, good guys.
All around goodness.
Yeah. And this is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. Listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. So this is the song that deviates from the format. This is a band that you didn't tour with.
No. But I would love to. You know, I've been listening to a lot of their live stuff, and the sounds are fantastic. Like, here's a band. You know, some people may listen to it and think it sounds dated. I don't at all. I think it's gorgeous. It's orchestral. It's not pretentious. It's so musical. I love it. I've been listening to them a ton.
This is Talk Talk on Air America Radio. Talk, I Believe in You on Air America Radio. Our guest this week is Kathleen Edwards, and this is one track on here that I'm absolutely, completely, and totally familiar with. Because this is a John Prine song off one of my favorite records.
Isn't it a great record?
Yeah,
Prine changed my life.
He's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like I remember when his records first came out. You know, I was probably just. You know, I was starting to get really serious about playing music when his first records came out in the 70s. I was like, you know, it was around the time that I started, you know, going to Nashville for the first couple of reconnaissance missions when I was in my hitchhiking days when I was 16, 17, 18 years old. And I finally saw him, at Earl Old Town on my way to Nashville one time. I just found out he was playing and detoured. And he was just, I thought he was like maybe the best solo performer that I'd ever seen. He was hilarious, for one thing. He was really, really funny.
Yeah.
And then he could write these songs that would break your heart.
Break your heart, but you'll laugh at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And this is Onomatopoeia. John Prine on Air America Radio. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now. Listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. Our guest this week is Kathleen Edwards. And how many records have you made now?
I put out two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought. And
huge catalog.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised how fast catalog will creep up on you, and you'll turn around and you'll have, you know, and then they start repackaging you.
They're going to re-release my first record in a year because they'll just re-release the first two over and over again.
Yeah, I've been lucky. I don't have too many stepchildren out there. I mean, most of my records have stayed in print, you know, and I don't have any. I'm proud of all the records I've made. I mean, there's things I'd do different, but it is a record. You know, it's exactly what it says it is of a given performance at a given point in your life.
Yeah, sure. That's what I sort of miss about records now. They sort of are becoming less and less about, you know, 10 or 15 songs at a time and just one or two.
Right.
You know, it's definitely...
Right. Well, it's funny. I sort of, you know, my career sort of taking place over a transition. I saw the transition to CDs. Guitar Town wasn't available on CD until it had been out for about 6 months because it was 1986, and you didn't get a CD until
unless
you were selling
Whitney
a certain
Houston,
number
right.
of records, yeah. Because it was still, at that point, I think, you know, the U.S. record industry sort of underestimated, you know, how fast the demand was going to grow. And they
that sounds familiar.
Yeah,
what does that sound like?
They were wrong. And, you know, they've been wrong several times. But now we're seeing it again. Now it's sort of all becoming, you know, there's not going to be any, you know, like hardware involved.
No more Tower Records, yeah.
Yeah, which I think that's a drag. I'm not sure it ever will completely go away. I haven't been completely convinced because I think some people, you know, I think for one thing, you know, assuming that everyone has a computer is sort of dangerous.
Yeah.
They're marketing only to people that have computers.
And there are going to be people who, like, live and breathe their little independent record store, and that those places will always survive. You know, the small mom and pops, have you heard this? Here, I'll listen
yeah.
to this when you come to my store. And that stuff, I think, will always live because people have a passion for it.
Yeah,
that doesn't go away.
And the more that the larger labels, you know, become less able to effectively market, you know, music that's about something at a profit. I mean, it's not really their fault. They've just finally gotten to the point that they don't know how to sell 100,000 records and make a profit anymore, which is a drag. So we don't have, you know, the equivalent of a Warner Brothers records in the 70s anymore. This the song that you brought into play, Independent Thief, is from...
It's from my newest record. Yeah, and I guess I picked that one just because there were three people I really wanted to work with on my second project, and that was, I wanted Jim Scott to mix my record, and Jim's worked with Petty, he's worked with everyone.
No, Jim's great. He actually, Jim mixed, finally ended up mixing Carwheels on a Gravel Road, Lucinda Williams record that I produced. And
right.
he's one of the few people that I think that could have taken it from me and Ray Kennedy and mixed it and not messed it up.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, he's really
good. And then Ben Montench, keyboard player, of course, you know, fantastic Ben Montench. And Eric Haywood, who's a pedal steel player, he used to play in Sunvold. I think he played in Freakwater for a little while. And,
He's a great steel player.
Yeah.
I always look outside of Nashville for pedal steel players. That, you know, I like hippie steel. I like, you know, I like guys that use tube amps and
yeah. I like the distortion that he gets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's great. The drive's good.
This is Kathleen Edwards on Air America Radio.
Give me a bed and I'll take it.
Kathleen Edwards on Air America Radio, and Kathleen Edwards has been our guest this week. Thanks a lot for coming in, and we'll see you down the road somewhere. It's a small world when you do this for a living.
Certainly is. Thanks for having me.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. Good night, y'all.